It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke has been everywhere lately as he campaigns across the state. He even made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. But will all of this attention translate to votes? O'Rourke has drawn large crowds at town halls across the state, including his hometown, El Paso. That city is solidly blue, but it also has low voter turnout. Mallory Falk explores whether his Senate bid might bring more local voters to the polls.
Today, we are 1 point down to the junior U.S. Senator.
It's a sweltering afternoon in El Paso. Beto O'Rourke is back in his hometown after more than a month on the campaign trail. Hundreds of fans are here to greet him, packed on an outdoor patio that's way too small for the crowd.
And I gotta tell you, the intensity, the pride, the fierceness of how we feel about ourselves, no longer as a lifelong El Pasoan, no longer apologizing for who we are, being defensive about what we're about, saying that the border is absolutely amazing and should be the example and the model for the rest of the country.
The excitement here is palpable, but come November, will it translate to a large turnout at the polls?
And the jury is still out on that.
Richard Pineda directs the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication Studies at UT El Paso. El Paso County typically has low voter turnout. In the last midterm election, about 20% of registered voters showed up at the polls. That was lower than the state average of 34%. There are many reasons for this. For one, candidates don't always put in a ton of face time here. El Paso is geographically far from other major cities, and it's a solidly blue county in what's long been a very red state.
We sit on the outlier of politics in the state.
Lydia Camarillo is with the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. She says demographics also have an impact. El Paso is more than 80% Latino.
Candidates aren't us spending money talking and reaching out to Latino voters because there's a premise and a false narrative that Latinos do not vote.
Camarillo says many Latino voters are young and balancing full-time jobs and families. They respond when campaigns reach out directly, like through phone calls or canvassing.
But this takes time and resources.
And many candidates focus their attention elsewhere. So voters might just hear a generic radio ad. And that ad, it might run well past the deadline to register to vote. Camarillo says there's another challenge when it comes to midterm elections.
The competitive elections for El Paso take place in most cases in the primary. So there is very little attention to the general elections.
Take the race to replace Beto O'Rourke in Congress. It's pretty much understood that whoever wins the Democratic primary will ultimately win that seat. It hasn't gone to a Republican since 1963. So voters who wanted to pick their next congressperson turned out for the primary. But a homegrown candidate in an extremely high-stakes Senate race could boost voter turnout this November. Again, here's Richard Pineda.
I think that Beto O'Rourke being from El Paso plays a big part in trying to activate voters in El Paso. I think that the county is likely to see a surge in voters for this U.S. Senate race.
Pineda says El Paso County by itself isn't big enough to swing an election. But if O'Rourke can mobilize voters here and in other border counties, he could present a real challenge. But Pineda says the question isn't just whether O'Rourke can turn out Democratic voters.
Can you swing moderate Republican voters who are familiar with O'Rourke, who are willing to hold back on an ideological vote in this Senate race to vote for the person they might think is better or the person that they find to be more likable? And so in some ways, that's actually the secret sauce for El Paso County. Can you motivate moderate Republicans to jump ship in this election?
Pineda thinks Republicans in the borderlands might be more likely to jump ship.
I do think that locally there's been a backlash to the administration's stand on immigration and on border control policy. So I do think that there are moderate conservatives that are part of the business community here that recognize the need to have open trade, the need to have secure but much more open immigration policy. I don't necessarily know that that's going to be true in other parts of the state.
It remains to be seen just how many voters show up for O'Rourke or at all. But on the ground in El Paso, there's a push to mobilize voters. On a recent muggy night, about a dozen people gathered at a local bar for a postcard writing party.
Once the postcards are personalized with messages on why it's important to vote, they're going to mail them out to low turnout voting areas.
Yasmin Ramirez helped organize the event. The postcards aren't pushing a particular candidate, just encouraging civic engagement. For Ramirez, the most important thing is convincing the larger community that voting actually matters.
And I know a lot of people believe voting does nothing. But if that was the case, then there wouldn't be issues with like gerrymandering, or there'd be a national holiday for us to vote, right? But there's always seems to be sort of these obstacles for people to vote. And that in itself should be a message, like it is important, like, it does do something.
Ramirez hopes this election brings more El Pasoans out to the polls. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.